On Robin Hood Radio right now, it's nice to welcome a new guest. Actually, Noble Horizons has been a supporter and an underwriter of Robin Hood Radio since our inception. Right now, for the first time on air, we're going to be meeting the administrator, and that is William Pond. William, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me, Marshall.
Let's talk a little bit about, before you came to Noble Horizons, your experience, and did you start out in the extended care facilities, or did you start out something different and work your way towards a community like Noble Horizons?
Yeah, it's interesting. Several years ago, we go back to the mid to late 80s, my background is as a psychotherapist, and did a lot of work with head injury, trauma patients, rehab, cognitive rehabilitation was primarily my focus, and cognitive remediation for people who were afflicted with different types of head injury. And as it developed from there, it was in a nursing home setting, and as time went past, things changed, the industry changed, and one of the administrators that I had worked for actually had suggested that I pursue an opportunity as an administrator. And at the time, I thought it was a great idea, and I'd try it out. But that was about 25 years ago, and I'm still trying it out. And ideally, I can't think of anything else I'd rather be doing. It gives me a great opportunity to have an opportunity to make a difference in somebody's life on any given day. So it's been a long run. It's been a changeable run, but it's been very positive overall.
Well, the great thing about Noble Horizons, and you've probably learned that since you've been here, and the history is that we have had senior care, extended care facilities, rehabilitation facilities in our area. But Noble Horizons really was the first one, I want to say now, from Salisbury and Sharon, probably within a 25 to 30, 40-mile radius each way, to offer a continuum of care, which was the different levels where you went from needing rehab, a quick stay, a long stay, and then eventually cottages. Really, Noble Horizons really did was way in front of everybody else.
The setting here in the program here is really very authentic, very unique in so many ways. It is my first opportunity in an extended care environment. The community here lends itself to wellness overall. So many different aspects of care that we do provide lend itself to a similar outcome in terms of the environment in which it's presented. I mean, the campus, as you know, is serene. It's so complementary to anyone's development, be it physical rehab, emotionally, recreationally. A number of opportunities to thrive, and it really does lend itself to a very strong overall comprehensive rehabilitation scenario.
You know, it was interesting when I had about 5 years ago, I started a series of pretty major surgeries on my legs and stuff, and the hospital wanted me to, they wanted to send me to an extended care facility, and I just chose Noble Horizons because I've known about Noble Horizons. I've done lots of different events there, and the rehab, it's literally 1 mile from my house. The rehab that I had at Noble Horizons, I had at the end of the toughest surgery I had, where I really had to learn how to walk again and how to shower again and how to go to the bathroom again, along with other things. And I had a week and a half stay there, and I can tell you right now, if I didn't do that week and a half there and I was at some other center, I do believe that I would not have made the gains I made and as quick as I made being able to get back into my own house.
Is that right? Yeah, that's really a wonderful story to hear, and I believe it's shared by others. It's a facility where you go through a strong rehab program, and then if you are living on campus, it follows you right into the community, right into our campus and beyond. So it's very comprehensive.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your mission today, and especially I'm going to focus it in on what we're all going through right now with this pandemic and more. Of course, it's everybody's world changed. on that day. Hospitals, now they're pretty prepared for these type of emergency situations, but you know, a place like Noble Horizons, you know, this is quite a different change for the residents there, and also the residents in their own cottages, as Noble Horizons always has been a community that has welcomed in the outside community. So they weren't detached. The residents still felt a part of the Salisbury and surrounding area, because so many people from the surrounding area did so many different things on site. So how has this pandemic affected you in that way with the residents?
Well, you're right. It has turned everybody's world upside down. And you know, as of this discussion, we're very thankful and very fortunate to not have the COVID virus, COVID-19, in our facility at this time. None of our residents have been adversely affected by this. But you know, having said that, it still draws a certain amount of restriction, and it draws a certain amount of change that most of us, I mean, generally all of us on campus, are not used to. We did shut our facility down very early on, and I think that's been helpful as the starting point and has guided us to this point today. And though we restrict outside visitation at this point, our recreation department has, along with our community relations group, Caroline Birchfield specifically, have gone a long way to be able to maintain communication with loved ones, family, and so on, you know, via different types of telecommunications, if you will, via Zoom or other options. That's been helpful, but it doesn't substitute the live interaction, certainly, or the face-to-face interaction. We're aware of that. But as we move forward through this, based on our guidelines, our infection control policies, and, you know, following the guidelines of the CDC, it still remains to be the priority to keep everyone safe. The facility internally, residents are not isolated internally.
Yep.
Recreation does a number of programs in the hallways where people come out to the thresholds of their rooms. They participate in bingo activities, a number of different activities that are just put together through the creativity of our recreation department. And the cottagers, you know, in and of themselves, are independent living. We provide a certain amount of guideline and suggestion as to how they proceed during their daily activities and so on. But you know, people are participating and also totally grasp the reasoning as to why we're doing it. It wouldn't work if one or two people or 10 or 12 people or so on and so on took the idea seriously and a number of others did not. Fortunately, everybody seems, you know, the high majority of individuals seem to be on the same page, working towards the common goal. And that's just the staff. That involves the residents. That involves our cottagers that live here. And it's been a very comprehensive, cohesive operation in the face of this craziness that we're all up against right now.
You know, right now, once again, I'll remind people we're speaking with Bill Pond, who is the administrator at Noble Horizons. We've talked about social activities and more. I'm interested, does the current lack of nationwide PPEs affect you at all, or are you fairly well stocked, and do you have a supplier that you can really rely on?
Well, our PPE volume is in good shape. As we move forward along this path, you know, there are times where we see it could be a bit of a challenge. We do have a number of resources that we currently utilize and can depend on moving forward, different types of supply streams that have been to date sufficient. Now, you know, certainly, should a challenge develop in-house, should a challenge develop where, you know, we go to one of our contingency plans to address the virus, should it be introduced internally, then, you know, we have ideas in programs in place where we can still access the PPEs that we will need. We're working also closely with our sister facility, part of Church Homes at Avery Heights in Hartford. So we have opportunity through them in terms of sharing PPD if necessary, and a number of resources that our corporate office has available to them. So as we move forward, it could ebb and flow, but at this point we're pretty confident we still have the accessibility to PPEs as necessary.
You know, and operating such a multifaceted and multi-level facility as you have, how's the morale been? I mean morale with the people who work there, the people who are living there, the people who are rehabbing there. I mean, and even the administration, because these are pressure can bring on low morale. Have you been able to keep the morale up of everybody?
Well, it's been pretty good so far. Interesting, you bring that up. Just this morning in our morning meeting, people are saying, a couple of individuals have suggested that we have to dig a little deeper into our tank today. So, as this goes on, it can be a bit more challenging. But we're providing a number of opportunities for our staff internally. We provide meals daily for staff members that need them or wish to have them for whatever reason to bring home to their families. We're providing different types of social activities for our staff and residents, as I alluded to earlier, internally. We provide an occasional parade that you may have heard about that we've generated ourselves through the campus or the facilities here. Or, just yesterday the Northwest Chamber of Commerce came through with a parade, which, really put a smile on a lot of individuals' faces. So we don't feel isolated, and we feel as though the community is supporting us and vice versa. And you do take a certain amount of energy from that. It really braces our mission. And the morale, we try to maintain and do what we can to not change our operations, trying to make things as typical as possible. We still have general staff meetings, but we have them outside. In the parking lot when the weather's good. And, we try to introduce a certain amount of creativity and inspiration, daily if we can, but certainly weekly for those that can get caught up in the dredges of this, because it can weigh you down from time to time.
Now, how long have you been the administrator of Noble Horizons, Noble?
Just a little over 2 years. I started in January of 2018.
Now, has it turned out anything like you thought, or did you just come in with no conception at all? And what did you think of the facilities? And are things performing exactly the way you'd like them to?
Well, if you had asked me that question 4 months ago, right. It would be a very different answer than what I'm about to give you. didn't expect this. No one on earth expected this. But to your question, to your point, coming into an environment like this, on the heels of the history that had been established by my predecessor, Eileen Mulligan, a very difficult, tough act to follow. Eileen had created this facility and operated it to the standards that I had incorporated when I started, and it's important for me to, at the very least, maintain what has been established here, and with the hopes of finding opportunities where they exist to further solidify those standards of excellence. And to provide other opportunities, looking ahead a little bit, trying to stay ahead of the curve, to find services, especially clinically and rehab-wise, for the residents of the future, as as we continue to maintain, the profile that currently exists. So, it did exceed my expectations. I have been on the for-profit side of the industry for the majority of my career. This is the first opportunity on the non-for-profit Marshall, and resources are stronger. The sense of belonging, the commitment, the dedication that the staff have here, are just unmatched in my career.
You know, I can agree with you. For many years in my career, I've been working at radio since basically I've been 17, and I've always worked on the commercial end. When Jill and I started this up back almost 12, 13 years ago, it was the first nonprofit experience I had, and there is just a whale of difference between for-profit and not-profit, and the way you act and the way you interact with the community and the community interacts with you. It's an eye-opener, and it's a pleasant eye-opener in my idea.
You're absolutely right. I couldn't agree more. It's such a pleasure to be a part of such a scenario.
Well, you know, I wish you much continued success, and hopefully we'll get out of this pandemic that we're in. But once again, the whole thing about Noble Horizons is it really was the forerunner for the continuum of care aspect, where you can go to a place, and as you age, that place has more and more and more and more and more that it can offer you, and you're not left out in the cold. The continuum of care facility at Noble Horizons, and I've heard nothing but great things about you, William, and much success. And I want us to keep track of each other over the course of the next year or so, every 3 months or so, just get an update from Noble Horizons.
Oh, I'd like that. Thanks very much, Marshall. Thank you so much for having me on today.